Okay, English for Business Communication, Level C1, examination start. Good morning, are you ready to start?
Good morning, yes I am.
Okay, imagine that you take part in a job interview. I am the interviewer and I will ask you some questions related to your professional background. Let's start. Tell me a few words about your professional background.
So basically, I have been working for almost 2 years now, besides studying in the university. I'm working in different fields related to marketing and sales. I have been involved in multiple projects for account management, marketing Facebook campaign management, and also Google Analytics campaigns.
Okay. So why did you choose this field of studies or work?
Basically, when I started to study, I thought that I'm going to be something related to business. And I wanted to work in small and middle-sized enterprises. And then it was either commerce or marketing. And while I was beginning to work and continuing this my studies, I felt that this is my thing, which is marketing.
I
really like this online digital marketing part of
Okay. Could you tell us about the time when you had to make a difficult decision?
Yes, so basically it was when just recently I had the option to go to Berlin to work for a company, a marketing company that I don't know personally. And right now in Budapest, I work at a small enterprise which is related to online marketing in the field of retail. And I really like this job, so it was really tough to decide to move on and start something new which I don't know anything about, or to stay here. And finally, I thought about it for days, but I decided to start in this new thing, even though I don't know how it will be or what it will be, but I'm jumping right in. So.
Oh, good. Okay. Thank you. could you tell us about your ability to work under pressure?
Yes. So I have been working for three different small-sized companies now, so startups basically, where it's really, really the time is the best asset you have. So I learned really well to manage my time using a different software, and also to prioritize the tasks so that I will be the most efficient.
Okay, thank you. What is your idea of favorable work conditions?
So I really like these non-regulatory workplaces where you can just talk to anybody within the workplace, even if it's your boss, of course, with respect, but you can just go there anytime to, if you have any problems, suggestions, ideas. So this more informal, smaller business environment is my ideal.
Oh, okay, I see. Okay. But what motivates you in terms of work?
So I think my biggest motivation is when I get something done which I couldn't have done in the past, so which I didn't have the expertise or the knowledge, and then I find this knowledge, and then I can get something done which I didn't think about earlier.
Oh, okay, thank you. And how do you see yourself in 5 years' time?
So in 5 years, I want to know a lot more about digital marketing, most importantly Facebook and Instagram. Also, I think Snapchat, because it will be a huge hit. So really this overall knowledge of digital marketing, and I want to be somewhere in the mid level of a small medium company doing online marketing.
Okay, thank you. Well, good luck with your plans.
Thank you very much.
Okay, let's go to the second part. Okay.
All right.
Look at the picture below. Give a brief presentation in which you explain what the data indicate. Would you like to start, please?
Yes. So, welcome everybody. I am going to present about the growth of digital marketing spending in the United States. The chart that you can see here was made in 2011, so it was then a prediction, but it since then I think it have been proven correct. Because as you see, the most growing segment is the mobile marketing segment, which is indeed true. So as I've said, this is the most rapidly growing. We can see that proportionally in 2011 it was the mobile marketing was only 1/3 of the whole spending, around 1/3, and in 2016 it grew to more than 2/3. So this is really a huge growth proportionally, and also we can see that in the numbers we can see a more than 400% growth from $3,000 to $13,000. And also if you look at the proportions, the share of email declined, the share of social media marketing stayed around the same, and as I said, the mobile grew quite a lot. And this can be explained by the very, very rapid growth of mobile devices across the United States, and also the growth of mobile usage time among those who already have a mobile phone. And the email, as was email marketing, as we can see, is on the decline proportionally, but it's still present. I think this is happening because email has been around for more than, I don't know, 25 years now. So we can see that people are getting more and more fed up with email marketing approaches. But still, it is a present thing, maybe because the low costs of advertising in email. And overall, to conclude, there is a very huge growth in the segment of digital marketing. The best, as I said, is with mobile marketing, and we can really conclude that the instrument here depends on the target group. So even with email, even that it's on the decline, we can still reach people if we are targeting the right age group, for example, or interest group. And I think the future will be that the mobile will grow in even more significantly. And as we can see, the growth of social media has started to slow down, because from 2015 to 16 it only grew like I think $500,000. So I think in the future it will begin to stop, and also maybe decline a bit, and mobile will just grow even more.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, now let's go to the third part.
Okay.
In this part of the examination, you will take part in a negotiation with the examiner. Are you ready to start?
Yes, I am.
Okay, let's start. good morning.
Good morning.
I heard that you deal with some new technologies, and I'm really interested in, as I would like to be a bit more green in my office. So I wonder if you could help me in this.
Yes, of course. So our company, which is GoGreen LTD, works with this, as you said, making businesses more green. So basically what I've heard that you want to do is transform to an e-business, which is to eliminate completely the paper usage.
Yes.
In your office, which is really just the best idea that you can do, because yeah. Paper is just out of date. It's so 10 years ago, I think. So I could say that this would save a lot of money in the long run for you. Mm-hmm. Of course, it has the initial cost of setup, because you would need all the equipment.
Mm-hmm. What kind of equipment do we need?
So basically, first you would need to digitalize the whole every paper, every contract that you have, and that would require scanners. That would mm-hmm. require the software for that, and also the manpower to scan that those papers, and also you would need databases and several applications to manage all this paper online and in the in the computers.
Okay, so these are for those papers that we have already dealt with, so the contracts and so on. And what happens if I want to make a contract with somebody now?
So basically, so
is there any other equipment or anything that we need?
Yes, so for that, I believe the computers you already have, because you are working on a computer, so what would you need is really just the software to make that happen, which is kind of this e-form creator and e-PDF creator softwares. And also what you would need is digital signature creator. This is really good because nowadays every business accepts a digital signature if it's done properly, so there's no difference.
That's one of my worries, whether other businesses use this or not. I mean, if I only have digital databases and all my contracts and so on, will it be easy to communicate with other business?
Most definitely. The main key thing here is that you can send everything and it at an instant, so within 2 seconds the other business will have the papers and they will accept it for sure, because it's legally the e-signature that you will make is legally must be accepted, so there is the legal grounds for that. And also if the other business doesn't use that, it doesn't mean that they won't accept it, because they know that it's happening. Maybe they just didn't transfer to it yet.
Okay. And what about, is this really secure?
Yes, so you can hear.
Yeah, two worries, whether we can do it and the security.
So I really understand your concern, because you can see a lot of news about security issues and breaches nowadays. And the good thing is that it's really it's end-to-end secured, so which means that on your end the data is private, and on the other end it's also private. So when you are sending it, when you are transferring it, nobody knows it, just the sender and the receiver. Even if someone is like listening into the data, they can't decrypt it.
And from the other side, the receiver side, do they need anything special?
Basically,
maybe we should send them a code or whatever and they can read?
Well, you just send a PDF contract, which can be authorized, signed it digitally, and you can secure these PDFs with passwords if you want to, but it's not obligatory.
Okay, so it wouldn't be too difficult for the other partner to...
No, it's really easy.
Okay, what about the cost? You mentioned that all these equipment, and I suppose there is a maintenance fee as well?
Yes, so of course this is an investment which you have to make if you want your company to be more profitable and to grow. But the good thing is that this has really low maintenance costs. You won't have all the paper to deal with. The database is easily searchable. You just need maybe one or two IT persons, which we of course can recommend to come and maintain the systems. And also, the other thing is that you can apply to tenders. So up to 50 or 60% of the costs of this you can fund from EU tenders.
Oh, great. Can you also help me in this?
Yes, so we have
never written any tenders for the EU, so...
Yes, the good thing is that also we have a subsidiary which does tendering. So
great.
We can help you with
that.
Okay,
then I will think it over and get back to you, I suppose, very soon.
All right. Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. This is the end of your exam. Thank you very much.
Thank you.